Nobody wants to feel like they've been duped by someone. That they've been taken for a ride, taken in this direction that they really didn't want to go in, and now suddenly they're in a situation or in a place that they don't know how they got there. And then the person may seemingly abandon them. And they feel foolish. They feel as if they were following a lie rather than something that was going to take them where they thought they were supposed to go. The young prophet Jeremiah even says this to the Lord, "You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped." But that kind of deception really was not what Jeremiah was upset about. What he was upset about was that he, "All the day I am an object of laughter, everyone mocks me." And his upset was such that he didn't know what to do. He wanted to just run away from the situation. St. Peter, in some ways, was saying the same thing. We heard that he had proclaimed, "You're the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says that he's the rock. And now we hear, right after that, when Jesus says that he has to suffer and die and be raised, Peter kind of takes him aside and says, no, this shouldn't happen. And he goes from being the rock to being called by the Lord Satan. Because St. Peter didn't understand. And maybe St. Peter thought he was duped as well, that this Son of the living God, the Christ, the Messiah, that he wanted, which was a Messiah who would push the Romans out of Jerusalem and create a kingdom, the kingdom of God here on earth. And Jesus says, "No, that's not what I'm about. Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." And in that following, there might be days where we might think we've been duped by the Lord. But this is what he says we are to do. And he doesn't say that there will be time without a cross. Take up the cross and follow me. Each one of us has crosses to bear. They come in a variety of forms and in a variety of ways. Every single person, no matter, even if we think when we might see them on social media, where we might meet up with them or we might talk with them, and it sounds like everything is great. Everything is wonderful. But everyone has something that's going on in their lives. For some, it's a significant and heavy cross that they bear. For others, maybe that cross is a little lighter, but it is still a cross. The important thing is that we don't think we're taken for some ride somewhere in a direction that is not one that we want to go, but instead, we need to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the one. If we are going to truly be disciples of his, followers of his, then we need to lose our lives into his. "Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it." We can have all kinds of things and think that we are so secure. But if these times have taught us anything, we're not really in control when we think we're so much in control of things. But God is in control. our Lord Jesus Christ is the one who will take us where we need to go. He is the pathway to salvation. He is the one who does not dupe us, but instead leads us, even if it is challenging. As St. Paul tells the Romans, do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. This is what we are called to as followers of Christ. Not complaining that we have been duped because there are crosses in our lives, but asking for His strength to be transformed and not conform ourselves to what everyone else thinks is the whole world to be gained. Because what good is that if we lose life in Christ? We are called to be for Him and for Him alone. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you now and always.
Thank you again for listening to this podcast by the Catholic Apostolate Center. We are proud to announce the new website and 3 distinct channels for all center-related podcasts. You will be able to easily find and listen to your favorite blogcasts, reflections, and on-mission episodes. Please go to catholicapostolatecenterpodcasts.com or search Catholic Apostolate Center wherever you find your podcasts and subscribe to Catholic Apostolate Center Reflections, Resources, and the On Mission channels. Thank you.